Morning, I'd like to speak on the look at the 19 verses 1 to 10. And I think the image is there, what you can see the image. And a repentant sinner or a kingdom is the same. The story of Zacchaeus. And I'm sure you must have read this story in Sunday school. You've read this story in Sunday school about Zacchaeus. That's right. And I read it in Sunday school as well when I was just a child growing up. And there is a song we record in Sunday school. Now Zacchaeus was a very little man. He climbed up to a sycamore tree for the Savior he wanted to see. And when the Savior passed that way, looked up through the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come now. I'm coming to your house for
tea."
He said, "Those who know that." Yeah. Everybody can sing, right? Okay? Yeah. That's okay. We sing the Now, Zacchaeus was a very little man.
He climbed up to a sycamore tree
for the Savior to see. Funny how one event can draw so many eyes to a selected few. And in our gospel reading today, we also meet a small man who caught everyone's attention, Zacchaeus. But his story is not about the racing process, it's about racing hearts. It's about how Jesus plans our ideas of who's righteous and who's not completely upside down. A little man. The story of Zacchaeus appears only in the Gospel of Luke. It comes at the end of Jesus' long journey to Jerusalem. a journey filled with lessons, reversals, and revelations. Luke tells us that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, a man with power, a man with money, a man with status, but also a man who had lost respect of his community. Tax collectors worked for the Roman government, collecting money from their own people to fund their oppressors. Many were known to take extra for themselves. So when people heard that Zacchaeus was rich, they didn't admire him, they despised him. They saw him as greedy, corrupt, and untrustworthy. His very name, Zacchaeus, means righteous. And that's where the anger begins. He was anything but righteous in the eyes of others. Now imagine this scene in modern days. Zacchaeus might be like a developer or a corporate executive accused of exploiting borders, or a property developer believed to be driving up housing prices. Maybe a politician accused of saving his own interests rather than his. We can almost hear the gossip and judgment swirling around him. People have made up their minds. Zacchaeus was not one of the good guys. Point two, climbing up above the crowd. When Jesus came to Jericho, Zacchaeus wanted to see him. But the crowd blocked his view. Being short, he couldn't see over anyone. So he did something completely undignified. For a man of his strength, he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore tree. I suppose we all maybe know when your children or teenagers have climbed up a tree to see something. Anybody did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure. I remember some years ago when I was in Brisbane, a friend of mine, there was a picnic in Gabba. There was no difference between all of the Gabba was full. And so my friend and I were climbed up a tree and we watched the game to destroy that park stuff. I remember that. So people do climb up some places to see something. So here we see the Zacchaeus, though being a short man. I think he was. The smart man climbed up a tree and we wanted to see Jesus. Imagine a modern CEO or a well-known public figure climbing up a tree in an expensive suit just to catch a glimpse of someone passing by. It's not what you expect, but Zacchaeus didn't care how foolish he looked. He just wanted to see Jesus. And that's where grace begins. When Jesus reached the spot, he stopped, looked up, and called out, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at the house today." The crowd was stunned. The reaction was swift and sharp. He's going to be the best of a sinner. They couldn't understand how Jesus could spend time with someone so unworthy. This moment captures the very heart of Jesus' mission to seek and to save the lost, to reach out to those everyone else lives on. Number three, repentant sinner or a misguided church saint. Now how we read Zacchaeus' response changes the story's meaning. He says, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will tell them four times now." Many modern translations like the NIV present this as a repentance story. Zacchaeus is suddenly transformed, promising to change his ways, but in the original Greek, the verbs are in the present tense, that it means just as is today. Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and whenever I find I've wronged someone, I repay them for all. If this is true, Zacchaeus isn't making new promises. He's defending himself. He's been living generously, humbly, all alone. But no one ever noticed. Everyone assumed that was about him simply because of his job and his reputation. This is a powerful because it flips the story entirely. Maybe Zacchaeus wasn't a sinner who suddenly repented. Maybe he was a hidden saint, a good man, wrongly judged by his community. Number four, the danger of religion. This reading speaks volumes to us today. We live in a world quick to label and slow to discuss. Think about it. How often do we write people off based on what we have heard of them rather than what we actually know? It might be the politician we think is fine, the celebrity we think is fake, the neighbor we think is difficult, or the colleague we have already decided we can't trust. Social media makes this worse. People's reputations can be destroyed in moments with half truths or subjects. We sometimes condemn others the same way the crowd condemns it, without understanding the full story. And yet, Jesus stops in front of the tree and says, "Come down." He sees beyond the noise, beyond the assumptions, beyond the labels. He sees the heart. Number five, Jesus turns everything upside down. This isn't the first time Jesus has done this to his gospel. He faces a Roman soldier for his faith, honors a Samaritan, is the true neighbor, and blesses a tax collector who humbly prays for mercy. Jesus is called the victim of anxiety to overlook the mystery. He challenges us to do the same. We see the divine potential of the world when we are Jesus. Maybe the story of Zacchaeus is today about our own blindness, about how we do and become like the crowd, quick to accuse, slow to forgive, and unwilling to believe that goodness might exist in someone we have already judged. It's easy to see the Zacchaeus of our day. People in positions of power, or those whose lives look messy, and assume we know who they are. But God sees what we are. He sees the hidden saint, quietly, living justly, giving generously, and seeking his place behind the voice of family. A call to come down. When Jesus calls Zacchaeus to come down from the tree, he is also calling us. We too cry trees, trees of pride, trees of self-righteousness, trees of fear, trees of wisdom. We climb high enough to look down on others to feel safe in our own gentleness. But Jesus calls us down, close to him, close to others, close to grace. Come down, he says. Come near. Let me stay with you. We climb up to see Jesus, but we only fully meet him when we come down and stand in place with him. Seeing the deep says. Finally, at the end of the story, Zacchaeus discovers something remarkable. Jesus has already followed him home. And that's what grace does. It leads us where we are, in our confusion, our loneliness, our revelations, and our misunderstandings. And it restores us. In God's kingdom, there are no ordinary people. Every person we meet carries the image of God. As C.S. Lewis wrote, it is a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses. So this week, as you watch the Melbourne Cup and see the crowds cheering, may you remember the story of Zacchaeus, a little man who dared to climb loving God and the soul. Let's pray for eyes like Jesus. Eyes that see beyond appearances, hearts that refuse to. refuses to condemn, and faith that recognizes the human saints for lies. That's wonderful. Lord Jesus, open our eyes to see you as you speak. Forgive us when we judge too quickly and love too slowly. Help us to come down from our trees of pride and weakness and to welcome you into our homes, our hearts, and our lives. May we, like Jesus, hear your call and respond with joy, knowing that salvation already comes to stay with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.